Welcome to a special edition of the Bugsy Meat Show. We have a very exciting and special day coming tomorrow, and I have my favorite guest of all time coming on the show, and that's my son Parker. Our guy Marco has hooked us up, and we're pumped and excited to go to the AFC Championship game between the Cincinnati Bengals and his Kansas City Chiefs. Parker, how pumped are you to go to this game tomorrow?
Pumped, pumped, pumped.
So are you at all worried that the Kansas City Chiefs have lost not one, two, but three straight games to the Cincinnati Bengals?
Not worried one bit.
So what do you think the score? I mean, aren't you at all worried about Patrick Mahomes' high ankle sprain from last week's game against the Jaguars? Do you think, what do you think the score is going to be?
It's going to be 16-20, and if Chad Henne has to come in, I mean, he drove him 97 yards to the end zone against the Jags, so, and he's taught Mahomes a lot, and that's what Mahomes said, and he's probably going to do as good as he did in that game if he plays.
So you think it's going to be 20-16, and the Chiefs are going to go back to the Super Bowl? And who are they going to face in the Super Bowl?
The Niners.
Rematch, huh? Rematch of the Super Bowl. What Super Bowl was that?
Super Bowl 54.
Super Bowl 54. So we're going to go ahead and we'll do some interviews tomorrow. We'll try out some Kansas City barbecue. Parker's going to have barbecue sauce dripping all down his shirt, probably. Are you excited about the KC barbecue?
Yeah, it's the best in the town. You can't blame it.
So we'll have some fun tomorrow. We'll do some interviews. And heck, Parker, he might get lucky and meet some players. Parker, who's your favorite defensive player on the Chiefs?
Frank Clark.
So if you were an announcer and Frank Clark made a sack, let the public know how you would call the play.
Frank Clark, like a shark, swimming around and around, missing his prey twice, not the third time.
I think he's got a career in the booth ahead of him, but we'll go ahead and we'll do some fun stuff, and hopefully we have an awesome, memorable weekend. Stay tuned for the Bugsy Meat Podcast. Podcast that we did on this, there's some parts in the podcast where it's, you'll hear the microphone that it blurts out because of the crowd noise, so just be prepared. I hope you guys enjoy this. Just take a listen. All right, it's AFC Championship morning, and we're getting ready to hit the town. We got our guy Marco. He's one of them Who Day boys.
Hootay, Burrowhead, baby.
So he's renaming Arrowhead to, what is it?
Burrowhead.
You got any response to that, Park Chop?
Switch that around to Mahomiehead.
Mahomiehead. So, hey, you guys going to be talking smack all day?
Yep. Oh, yeah, nonstop.
Who do you got, Marco? Who do you got for the final? What's the score?
31-33, Bengals.
What's your response to that, Park Chop?
Oh, don't listen to him. We'll get smoked.
You got to get the Joe Exotic out here.
Joe Exotic. Tiger King. Went from a Bayou Bengal to a Cincinnati Bengal. But yeah, I think we're going to head over to, what barbecue place are we going to?
QB or Q39.
Parker's ready to get that barbecue sauce. It's dripping off his elbows. So, we're going to do a review when we go over there, and we'll let you know how the barbecue is. All right, so we're in a barbecue place. I'm here with my son and a Cincinnati Bengals fan. What is your name?
Tyrus.
Tyrus. Parker, he's got some questions to ask Tyrus.
How well do you know your Cincinnati Bengals?
Pretty darn well.
Tell me something about them.
Tell you something about them? They were founded by Paul Brown, who was originally the Browns owner, but he got fired from the Browns and moved half the team, or he moved the team to Cincinnati. His team, he took him to Cincinnati, and that's how they became the Cincinnati Bengals. He's from Massillon, Ohio, who were the Massillon Tigers high school. So he kind of took the high school name and took it and took it for the Bengals. So they actually had the old – he took the equipment, too. So if you look at the old Bengals uniforms, it was basically the Browns uniforms with the old orange helmet, and then they added stripes later.
But isn't he too cheap to even get him a practice facility, or do they use the actual stadium for practice?
Those are the old days, man. We just got a practice facility this year. They did used to practice in the stadium. They actually used to practice on this old AstroTurf area called Spinney Field. It was so bad. We would play flag football games there. I mean, it was under like a viaduct. It was terrible.
Where are you from?
I grew up in Cincinnati. I live in Iowa now.
You live in Iowa now? Yeah, we're from the Fort Wayne area. So, Parker's got some questions for you.
How many Super Bowls have the Bengals won? Can you tell me?
They have won 0 Super Bowls so far.
So, how many have they been to?
They've been to 3.
Parker, do you know how many of your Chiefs been to?
4.
Do you know what years and what were the results?
Well, the one when they beat the 49ers, it was 31-20. And the Super Bowl and the Buccaneers, they sadly lost 9-31 to the GOAT, Tom Brady.
What about the older days?
Oh, when they played the Green Bay Packers, Super Bowl I, they sadly lost.
What year was that?
That was year 1960.
1960, I think it was 1969, 1970.
Well, the 1971 was the one when they won their first Super Bowl.
So what years were the Bengals in the Super Bowl?
82?
Whenever you get a chance, come see me.
89?
Boomer
Esiason
days?
Boomer was there, yeah. Boomer. It was a Boomer was the second one. Before that it was it Ken Anderson?
I think so.
Ken Anderson before that, and obviously Joe Burrow last year.
So what do you got for score tonight?
Chiefs aren't scoring more than 21 points. So I got it 28-20 Bengals.
So what'd you say to the little guy earlier? It's gonna be what?
It's gonna be a long day. It's gonna be a long day for you. You got school tomorrow?
Yeah, but I'm gonna have to miss one.
You might as well go to bed now. You might as well go to
bed. All right, best of luck to you, man. Nice meeting you. So we're gonna give our review on Q39. It is probably the best barbecue place I've ever ate at. Marco, what do you think?
I agree. Probably 10 out of 10. The food was amazing. The service was great. Drinks was good as well. I would recommend it to everybody. If you ever come to Kansas City, Missouri, stop down at Q39.
The wings, they cook them like 3 different ways. They bake them first, and they deep fry them, and then they smoke them. And they're just a bomb. They're just a bomb. Parker, what'd you think? What was your favorite thing? Probably the Andy Reid special?
Yeah.
What'd you like?
Yeah, Andy Reid special.
All right, there's your review on Q39 in Kansas City, Missouri. So the AFC and NFC championship games right now, the Bengals are getting 2.5 points against the Chiefs. Marco, what'd you bet?
I got Kansas City Chiefs minus 1.5. And then I got Patrick Mahomes over 283.5 yards. And that's all I got for today.
The 49ers are they're getting 3 points at Philadelphia. It was at 2.5, and now it's bumped up to that. I have in my parlay, I picked the Niners versus the Chiefs. Hopefully it pans out and we win a little greenback. But player prop of the day, they got Travis Kelce at minus 6.5. I think with Patrick Mahomes he's not going to be able to run today. Do you like the 6.5 over?
Oh, yeah, that's definitely going to hit. I guarantee you that hits the second quarter.
So over under yards, Patrick Mahomes is at 289, I believe. And I don't think he's going to run much today.
He's definitely not going to run much with the ankle tonight. So definitely going to be a lot of passing in this game tonight.
Parker, over under 289 yards passing for your boy Patty Mahomes.
Over.
How many yards?
I'm going to go with 297.
There you go. There's the betting part of the game. And we're off to Arrowhead Stadium. All right, so we're in the Bengals tailgate right now. It's a party down here for sure. I'm a Bengals fan walking around here getting dogged on by... We got a couple Bengals fans here. What's your name?
Dominic.
Dominic?
I'm Harrison.
All right. This is Parker.
He's a
big-time Chiefs fan. Does, you got anything to ask these guys?
How many Super Bowls have the Bengals won?
Well, it's about to be one.
I have a question for you. How many Super Bowls have the Chiefs won to?
Four.
Oh, man. Okay, so he knows his stuff. He knows his stuff.
Who's? Can you let him know what they were?
What?
What Super Bowl?
Oh, you know when they
won? They won the 49ers 20-31.
They beat the 49ers 20-31.
That's gonna they're gonna get a rematch. It's gonna be the Niners and the Chiefs.
Oh, so you think the 49ers are gonna be Eagles?
Yeah.
All right. Who was the starting quarterback in the Chiefs' first Super Bowl?
what year was it?
It was 1969.
Do you know the starting quarterback?
Joe Montana?
That was a little bit late.
Joe Montana.
I like it. I like it.
So who you guys got?
I got Bengals.
What score?
27-21. 27-24. There's going to be a late field goal. 3 seconds running. You guys are going to call a timeout, try to ice the kicker. Come out. Score it. Easy.
What about FanDuel bets?
Huh?
FanDuel bets.
Nah. See, I want to. I want to put $100 on the Bengals. But I already bought tickets to come here. So, like, do I really go all in?
So, are you saying who day, Parker?
Who day? Who day? Who day?
Who's gonna beat the Chiefs?
No.
Hey, good luck, guys. Thanks for watching. All right, we're in here, still in Bengal country. We have another fan here that wants to talk to Parker.
Hey, bud. How you doing? Is this your first game?
No, I've been to a Chiefs and Colts game.
Was it at home or was it at Indianapolis?
Indianapolis.
Oh, which stadium do you like better?
The Chiefs Stadium.
Oh, why is that?
Because it's cooler.
Oh, I wouldn't deny that. Indianapolis is...
So, what is this, a sea of?
What?
Are you talking...
Orange.
All right.
Yeah!
Hooray! 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 Hooray!
Can I get a hooray? Oh, I got
nuts,
though. That's close enough.
Thanks. Good luck.
Who day?
Who day?
Oh, who day? There you go.
We day!
You already know.
So we're out here in the Chiefs tailgate parking lot. What's your name, bud?
My name is Julio, man.
Where are you from, Julio?
Kansas City. You already know.
So we got
we got
our guy Marco here.
Who day, baby?
Who day? Joe Exotic.
We got
the Tiger King out here.
No.
So what do you
you hang out with this guy right here?
I don't know, man.
You about the wrong guy.
So, what are your predictions on the game?
Oh, we winning. That's it. That's the final.
What's the score?
28-23?
31-33.
No, 24, my bad.
Bungles.
Bungles.
Bangles.
Oh, no.
Joe Exotic.
Tiger.
Joe Exotic.
Hey, when's the last time the Bengals won a Super Bowl?
Hey, what's it going to be?
It's going to be 30-28.
It's going to be what, 3-1?
30-28.
3-1?
3-1.
What's the record? Hey, the defeat, first defeat today.
4-0 today. 4-0.
3-1, baby.
Patty Mahomes and his brother are going to be
out there making TikToks.
Yeah. Jackson Mahomes. Where is he at? Jackson Mahomes. Hey, we're out here making a podcast.
Hey,
Jackson Mahomes.
He can do whatever he wants. I don't care. I don't care.
So you got the Super Bowl. Right now, the Eagles are up 7-0. Who you got? Obviously, you got the Chiefs.
Man. I'm not going to lie. San Francisco stacked. I think Eagles, though, man. That quarterback, oh, man.
Brock Purdy.
Jalen Hurts is the man.
He is. They've had a great season.
Purdy, I mean, he did good, but now he's hurt.
He got hurt.
Yeah, he got hurt, yeah.
Word is he's out. They got the four-string quarterback.
When? Today?
Today, right, yeah, now? Right now. Right now.
Thinning in.
Oh, Brock shit.
Purdy's out.
Oh, shit. I did not know that. I'm going to tell everybody right now. Eagles it is.
Well, thanks, Julio, for coming
on
the pod,
man. Nice meeting you, man. You already know. Yep. Go Chiefs. Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, Burrowhead, baby.
Hell yeah. Little man right here.
Red Kingdom. Hey. Red Kingdom.
Yeah, Red Kingdom, boy.
Tiger, baby. Yeah.
Tiger.
So excited.
Hey, we there.
So we're finally in Arrowhead Stadium, and we're down here by the field. We're getting ready for the AFC Championship game. Parker, what do you think of Arrowhead Stadium so far?
So awesome. McPherson's right in front of our face right now. He's done well this year. He can kick a field goal. I think he's going to kick a 50-yard today and maybe knock it down.
I don't know. I bet his toes are pretty cold. He might kick one to the left. What do you think?
Yeah.
Harrison. Your boy Harrison Bucker, he's kicking it. He's booting him about 60 yards right now. Looks like he's got some warm toes ready to rock.
Hey.
But so far, so good on his first trip out to Arrowhead Stadium.
Let's go!
I'm here with a Cincinnati Bengals fan. What is your name, sir?
Gary Faulkner.
Gary, where are you from?
Cincinnati.
So how long have you been a Bengals fan?
About 30 years.
So right now, Gary, he's got the long beard. He's got the white and the orange stripes. He's got his face painted all up. How long did it take you to do that?
A couple hours, all said and done.
So what's your favorite Bengal memory of all time?
For me personally, winning our first playoff game last year. God's honest truth.
So this is Parker's first time here at Arrowhead. Have you been here to Arrowhead?
My first time.
So we're looking forward to the atmosphere. So Parker, do you want to ask him any questions about the Bengals?
How well do you know the Bengals?
Pretty well.
Can you tell me something about it?
We're the team to beat this year. I can tell you that.
What's your response to that, Park Chop?
Well, you guys might be getting your butt kicks today.
Hey, we're here to find out.
So what's your prediction on the score?
I think Bengals by 14, honestly, just like Buffalo. I think it's going to be a good game, but I think the Bengals are going to take control of this game quick.
Are you going to the Super Bowl if they do?
Absolutely. I went last year.
Today. And the crowd's going wild. It's an hour before the game, and the crowd is electric out here.
It's going to be one hell of a game out here, I'm telling you. A lot of Bengal fans and Chiefs fans are already talking shit.
What stadium is this?
This is... a
lot of Bengals fans in the house, too. We got some fans in front of us. What do you guys... Yeah.
What do you think?
Who's going to win it? What's the score?
34-24 Chiefs.
That's not going to happen.
Go Chiefs. So we got a recap of the first half. Chiefs are up 13-6. But my question is, what the heck were the Chiefs doing not running the football there with 2 minutes left?
I'm telling you. They're running the football. They have Pacheco that should have run it, but the script is saying something different. So we'll see what they're saying.
The NFL is the best reality show on TV. What did you think of the first half?
It was great. I was loud, and we're going to be you'll see Fat Joe.
Here at Arrowhead. Let's at. Let's go, baby. Fat Joe. Fat. You look at good. I got a quote from this guy in the bathroom. What do you say about these Bengal fans trying to take leaks and giving high fives?
Listen, I've been sitting in 102 row 40, or row 2 40 yard line right behind the Bengals bench, and I've been listening to Houday all damn night. And I'll tell you what, I'm hoping they're asking who they're going to watch the Super Bowl with on their couches when it's the Chiefs against the Eagles. But I don't know. Listen. You know, they've been touching their pee-pees, giving each other high fives in the bathrooms. I don't know what goes on in Cincinnati. I knew Skyline Chili was bad, but I think we might have another story to uncover.
Thanks, man. Go Chiefs.
Go Chiefs, baby.
Time for the second half.
So we got some Bengals fans behind us. What do you guys think?
Hooday!
Hooday! Yeah. I feel like we're more calm and collected in the second half. I feel like we're coming
Kansas
around.
City is amazing.
Yeah, the fans here are awesome, by the way. We love the Kansas City.
The atmosphere is incredible. Oh, yeah. We have a tie ball game, and we're in the third.
My toes are freezing.
You guys are up by 40, right?
Hey, say something.
That's what I got.
We got another Chiefs fan behind here.
What?
You gotta say something. The podcast.
Got a podcast going on there.
Oh, I heard. I thought we were down by 40. I just got back from the bathroom.
That'll sell.
So we're up for an epic finish, an all-timer.
Right here, the camera guy, that's a problem.
Yeah, the antiquated piece of shit that he's on right here.
So we got a camera guy in front of us. He's blocking our view. He needs to get down to...
the best kid in the world right here. What's your name, buddy?
Parker.
Martin, give me a high five, buddy. He's awesome. He's the man.
So Parker's predicted that this game would be 20-16. It's 13-13 right now. It's shaping up.
What do you think is going to happen in the second half?
I think they're both going to get a field goal, and then they're gonna chuck it deep, and then Toddy.
Chiefs going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. No, they're going to the... Booty! Booty! Cincinnati is booty! Booty!
Joe Burrow!
Our booty!
Come on.
They are booty! They suck!
We got some
Don't we bring him up to
booty!
Booty! Booty, booty, booty! Cincinnati booty!
13 minutes and 30 seconds left in the fourth quarter. It is 20-20. This place is electric. It's going wild out here. So hopefully we get an all-time finish, Parker. And you want your Chiefs to win.
Yeah, let's go. Come on, we're going to...
Patrick Mahomes going to show up, and the Kansas City Chiefs going to go to the Super Bowl.
Let's go, baby. I think the Chiefs are going to... I think this is going to come down to the wire right now. This is coming down to the wire. 13 minutes, 30 seconds, plenty of time for football. Look at Fred!
We've had a couple wild plays going on. We got a flag on the field. It was 39, and then we did the down. Now we have all these Bengals fans going. That might be it. Greatest. Natural. It's great. Bengals fans are going absolutely bananas.
Let's go, baby.
Oh, my God. What a punt return by Sky Moore. We have 30 seconds left in this game.
Hey, Mahomes, let him down in 13 seconds.
Here we go. I'm going to take it through the call.
Hey, we need to get a field goal range right here, right now.
Mahomes goes to the line.
Mahomes on the line here, man. This is on you. This is on you, Mahomes.
Back to pass. Oh, my God. We got 19 seconds left in the game.
Oh, no.
And we have a timeout.
How many? We got one timeout left. Pass it. Get in field goal range. We got it, man. If we get in field goal range, it's over. It's literally over. I swear, if we do this right now, I'm going to go nuts.
He's going to go bananas.
Oh.
It's Marco. Big play right here, 19 seconds left. The Chiefs got one timeout left. Oh, they put two more seconds back on the clock. It's second and four right now.
I don't know what's coming down to the wire. I don't know if they get in a field goal range.
But hey, watch Jesse Bates get a pick six. That would be awesome, though.
Don't say that.
Let's go, pick six.
No. Yeah, but just tell them about the Jesse Bates.
There's a timeout on the field.
On who?
All right. 21 seconds left. Mahomes in the shotgun. Back to pass. Batted down at the line. Third down, four. This is a big play. These Bengals fans are going bananas.
Get out of bounds.
Bengals fans going bananas out here wanting intentional grounding. Big play. Here we go.
Mahomes is the magic here. He's not in 13 seconds.
You got to go to your guy.
Come on, Mahomes.
You got to go to Travis Kelce right
Come
here.
Come on, Travis Kelce. Make it to the end zone. Let's go.
Mahomes back to pass.
Here we go, baby. Here we go, baby. Come on. This is it.
Here's a snap.
Freaking pants.
He runs. He's still in the scrambling. Gets out of bounds. God. Patrick Mahomes
Bucker
got hit out of bounds.
Please,
personal
Bucker.
Foul.
Please, Bucker, please.
Bucker's back to kick the game-winning field goal to send the Chiefs to the
Super Bowl. Come on. Bucker, this is all you, man. Come on.
Bengals have one timeout left. I'm assuming they're going to freeze the kicker. I don't know why, because it's freezing out here. Toes are probably cold. What a game this has been. Here's for all the mamas right here. Here we go.
No.
Here we go. Lining it up.
Come on, Buckner, please.
Buckner's lining it up. Let's go, bud. There's a snap. It's down. It's up.
It's right
here. Oh,
my God. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Cincinnati Bengals. the clock, but oh my God, what a game! All right, so we've made it back to the hotel. What a crazy night. It was super cold walking back through the parking lot. But that game was by far the craziest, awesome game you could ever go to. The bad thing is now, I don't know if we're going to be able to top that. What do you think, Marco?
I don't know. It was probably the best game I've ever been to. But a Bengals guy, disappointed, but it was amazing. Especially to see Parker out here, seeing him win it. So we'll see how they do in the Super Bowl.
So Parker, what do you think of your overall experience at Arrowhead?
It was really good. It was so loud in there. I barely can talk to my dad.
But we came here to do one thing, and that was enjoy Arrowhead. We had a great time.
Burrowhead.
That's what Marco calls it, Burrowhead. But Marco's been saying "Hooday" all day. And now what's Parker saying? What are you saying instead of "Hooday"?
Hooday, hooday. I mean, no day, no day. No, Cincinnati, no day. Well, boo day, same thing.
So Parker's tired. He's ready to hit the sack. But it's been a great day. Great night. And go Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Chiefs versus the Eagles.
Kelsey and Kelsey. It's going to be a good game.
And this has been the Bugsy Meade Show. We'll see you next time.